This is Tyrell Goulburn. Get ready for Phantoms Hockey.
It's Phantoms Radio Weekly on Flyers Radio 24/7. Hi again, everyone. I'm Bob Rotruck, and once again, we're talking all things Lehigh Valley Phantoms, recapping the week that was and previewing what's ahead. Coming up on the show, we hear from Tyrell Goulburn, who is now back with the Phantoms after a quick call up to Philadelphia, and also TJ Brennan, who is reaching several milestones pretty much all at the same time, and Scott Gordon with some interesting thoughts on the past weekend, and also his take on the not-quite first half of the season. It's not quite the midway mark because we aren't officially there yet. It's 37 games down and 39 to go in the regular season. So after the game this Friday, then we will be officially halfway home. But right now, it's close enough where I think we can take a look anyway. Lehigh Valley Phantoms record stands at 21-11-5 for 47 points. So that's almost on pace for 100 points. And last year, the Phantoms had 101 points. So roughly the same, but in many ways, not at all the same. Because this year's Phantoms have been hit so hard with injuries. So to have such a strong record at the midway point and to rack up the wins with basically a mix and match lineup of pretty much whoever is available, that's impressive stuff indeed. Phil Veroni with 38 points is now third in the AHL. He's on pace for almost 80 this year. Danik Martel and Greg Carey, they have 17 goals each at the almost midway mark, either with a great shot to become the first Phantom to score 30 goals since 2009-10 when John Matsumoto did it for the Adirondack Phantoms. The overall record of 21-11-5 for 47 points. That sounds pretty strong, but right now it's only good for third place in the Atlantic Division, with teams chasing them like Charlotte and Hershey and Bridgeport all not too far behind at all. Last year, the Phantoms with 101 points didn't even clinch a playoff spot until there were only three games to go in the last week of the season, and it could absolutely be similar this year. Need 100 to really lock it in, and if you're at 95 points or lower, you're potentially kind of sweating it and maybe don't even make it in. You have to keep it up all season long. Last weekend, the Phantoms weren't able to keep it up in their initial games of 2018. There was a shootout loss at Toronto on Friday, 3-2, when the Phantoms had the lead with 4 minutes to go, and Colin Greening scored the game winner with 3:39 left. Remember when he was with the Ottawa Senators. And then there was a 3-1 loss at Rochester the next night. That was a 2-1 game late, and then an empty netter sealed the deal for the Americans. But those are the top two teams in the Eastern Conference, both with percentages better than the Atlantic Division leading Providence Bruins. 26 wins for Toronto is the most in the AHL, and 22 wins for Rochester is tied for third. So the Phantoms lost a couple of hard games on the road to a couple really good teams, and they were there for the taking on both nights. For the Phantoms, there's some good news and bad news on the injury and roster front as well to report. Bad news is that of Corbin Knight, an injury Friday, and Scott Gordon says he will be out for the longer term. But good news with a whole slew of returning players from the injury list. Last weekend, we saw Colin McDonald come back. His first game since December 9th, and Mark Ault returned as well after a stay with Philadelphia in which he hadn't played a game since December 6th. Both looked really good last weekend, I thought. And now this week comes the possible return of three more players, including Samuel Morin and also Matt Reed and Cole Bardreau. So more great news. Morin has been out with an injury a couple of different times this year. His second time out began on December 1st. He tried to come back on December 12th, but he wasn't really ready. It was still a problem. So that's been his only game in about 6 weeks. One game on December 12th is his only game in 6 weeks. He sat out the last month. Now he's ready to come back. Great news. Cole Bardreau has missed 2 months with his hand injury, his second injury to the same hand. In between his hand injuries, he only played 6 games this year. So good to have him back as well finally, because 6 games at the midway point of the season hasn't been a whole lot to work on for Cole Bardreau. Hopefully the second half is a lot better for him. Also back with the Phantoms now is Tyrell Goulburn. He's fresh off of his NHL debut and right back to the Phantoms once the Flyers went on their bye week break. So smacking right into Alex Pietrangelo to pop the puck free and set up a goal on his very first NHL shift. I love it. So happy for this kid who was trying to fight his way out of the ECHL a year ago. And coming into this season, it wasn't even a lock that Goulburn would make the cut for the Phantoms roster. But now look where he is, playing so well that he earned an NHL recall.
You know, before the first game, I was really nervous. It was almost frightening. All the lights and all just the big show. And it felt great to be a part of it. And after I got that first shift under me, luckily I had the shift I did. And after that, I felt pretty comfortable.
Catch me up here, because it just occurred to me right now. Did you lead the team out for warm-ups? That sometimes is a traditional thing to do.
No, I did not, and I made sure I kept my eye on my helmet the whole time, too, so they didn't take that away from me. But, no, it was great. The guys were great. You know, the older guys made me feel welcome, and it was a great experience for me.
How many times did, on the bus, did Gordo have to tell you, this is not a joke, this is for real, you're actually going up? I mean, because I'm sure you didn't believe him at first.
No, I mean, I think I asked him three or four times if he was kidding. I thought it was some sick early April Fool's joke, but... No, I mean, again, when he told me, it was probably one of the greatest moments since I've been drafted, and, you know, I was so excited, and, you know, it was a tough travel to get there, but it was all worth it.
You find out on the bus, Scott Gordon tells you, now you've got to still ride the bus all the way up to Toronto. What's the reaction of the rest of the guys that here you are, having put in all that work? You know, there's now time to congratulate you and smack you on the back a little bit and say, way to go.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are awesome down here, and... You know, they were all congratulating me, and you know, some were making jokes, but it was fun. You know, the guys are great, and I had a lot of support from them. Most of the guys texted me individually afterwards and just said good luck, and so again, that all really helped.
If I had told you in September, October, that by January you would be getting your NHL recall, your NHL debut, what would you have said to me?
Well, I would have called you crazy, but. You know, I've always believed in myself, but again, I thought I dug myself a hole, and, you know, I was waking up in Reading at this time last year, and, you know, the other day I was waking up in Philadelphia, so it's been a long road, and it was nice that it's all paid off, that all the hard work has paid off.
Were you looking to lay out some hits in your very first NHL shift? That's how it worked out. Was that a specific game plan for you, just to provide that energy right from the jump?
Well, I don't think I was called up there to be on the first PP unit. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to get some energy going and get my feet going and, you know, getting those first hits. It really helped the rest of my game.
Did you know that you were hitting their captain? I mean, he's not a small guy either when you got Pietrangelo there.
No, I honestly didn't know who it was. I know I hit Bomeister in the corner, but I wasn't sure if they were partners. Like, I didn't know what was going on for the first shift, and I just saw a body and I hit him. And I thought I touched the puck there, but I guess I got his stick. But no, that it was a great first shift, and you know, it's one that I'll remember for a very long time.
You say, you know, about how the guys are treating you well when you get up there. You know, so many of those guys. You're really good friends with Taylor Lear, and you know, obviously Scott Laughton and Shane Gostisbehere the year before. I mean. You don't know the whole room, but you know a pretty good chunk of it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still intimidating when you see guys like Claude Giroux walking around and Wayne Simmonds, and you know, it's like these guys you've watched for so long and you grew up watching, and you know, again, it's intimidating, but they made me feel really comfortable, and you know, those guys are great up there, and you know, they just told me to keep it simple and play my game and don't worry about anything else, so that really helped me out a lot.
Was anything said to you about coming back here this week? That caught some people by surprise. I know that they're on the brink, but here you are after two games.
I mean, they were happy with the way I played, and you know, I was happy with the minutes I got. I didn't expect to go up there and get 12 minutes or anything like I was getting down here. You know, I was called up to bring some energy and get a few hits in and play North-South hockey, and I think that's what I did, and they were happy with that, and you know, that's what I'm going to continue to do.
How does that kind of affect your head? I mean, mentally, that's a big letdown. You go from a high to, well, I gotta go back now.
Well, honestly, that was the problem with me for the past 2 years, is I got too high and I got too low. And honestly, I'm going to treat it the same whether I go back up or stay here. I'm not going to change anything up. Just continue to play my game and continue to work hard.
Tell me about the Toronto airport and how long you stayed there and the various travel headaches trying to get out.
I would be happy if I never seen an airport again the rest of the year. I went through customs four or five times, and when you go across U.S. customs, even if you don't get on a plane, you got to come back through Canada customs. So I went through it a bunch of times, and you know, traveling to different gates with a big hockey bag and sticks and a suitcase, and it was just madness. I was up for 24 hours straight the day before I got there.
Were you at the airport that whole time?
Yeah.
I thought you would have gotten a hotel.
I did get a hotel for an hour and a half, because I got to my hotel at 4 and my flight was at 6:45. I got to my hotel at 2, my flight was at 6:45, so I was up at 4, but I only slept for half hour maybe. And so it was like a 24-hour travel day. I woke up the next morning, I felt like I was like hungover from traveling for so long, and it felt like I went to Europe almost. Right. And you know, I woke up and I got to the rink, and I remember my first two steps and warm-ups, I felt like my legs cramped up, and I did a 45-minute warm-up before, and nothing was getting them going, so that first shift really helped me out. But again, I would do that for a week straight if I had to get to my first NHL game. So,
what does it mean to you in this season where you know that you've been playing well, but to now really know, hey, the Flyers are paying attention to me. I mean, you know it, but now they're paying so much attention. They say, let's give this kid a chance and let's call him up. I mean, that's such a huge compliment to you for, you know, compared with where you were last year, like you said.
I mean, it's always nice. But again, like I've always been the way where if somebody was saying good things about me, I'd kind of take it easy, being like, hey, like I'm in the right spot. I don't have that mindset anymore. Again, it's really nice to see that they're paying attention, and I'm very thankful for the call up. But again, I'm not going to change the way I'm playing. I'm going to continue to work harder and try to get better and try to, you know, I want to get on that team and stay there. You know, that's my goal. And again, I don't want to be satisfied with just a call-up.
That's great for Tyrell Goulburn, and what a terrific attitude, too. The Phantoms, however, they've dropped three straight, with one standings point in there and a shootout loss at Toronto, but 0-2-1 in their last three. I thought that was a terrific game Friday, and then I kind of wondered about the play on Saturday in Rochester, but head coach Scott Gordon told me I basically had it backwards there.
The Friday game, we generated some great chances, but the problem is we spent too much time in our zone. So they spent with possession 16 minutes in our zone. We spent eight in their zone. The problem with the game on Saturday, we spent more time in the offensive zone against Rochester by 2.5 minutes. But the problem is we missed the net on 11 of our 23 grade A chances. So you put those on net, now all of a sudden we're out shooting them 40-37. Maybe we're scoring, setting up another shot opportunity. But when you miss the net, you eliminate some of your opportunities. So from a actual game of watching and saying to myself, you know, which game would I prefer that we play like? I would say the way we played against Rochester was a better team game. The game against Toronto, that's a game if we played like that all the time, I think we would lose more often than not. Whereas, you know, we start, you know, putting pucks on the net, and these scoring chances that we're getting or don't turn down a chance on a 3-on-1 to try to make a play that never materializes, you're taking the puck off your stick. You know, you stand in front of the net and you have a bang-bang play, and you're playing against the probably, for me, the best goaltender in the league. I've thought that since last year. His saves ultimately dictate the game. And, you know, I think Dustin played great for us. But he is one of the best goaltenders in the league in Ullmark, and I think that had more to do with it than anything else.
How much is it an impact that you have to juggle lines around like that? Missing Corbin Knight is a pretty big deal.
The juggling lines isn't an issue, just the player that we lost. You know, for me, Knight is one of our most versatile, responsible, you know, probably our best two-way player on the team, and he serves a lot of purpose on our team with his ability to play on the power play, penalty kill, face-offs, play against other teams' top lines, end of the game. There isn't anything that he doesn't do well for us, and that's you're not just losing one player. You're losing a player that is multifaceted and can bring a lot to the table.
He's a big deal. You're also getting back potentially some pretty big deals, maybe Sam Moran, maybe Matt Reed. I know those guys are close. What do they bring if they're able to return to the lineup this week?
Health. You know, we've been hurt, you know, for a month and a half now with guys coming in and out of the lineup. So to know that three of the players are coming back that we haven't seen in a while is huge for our team. And, you know, there'll be some rust, but we've got a 3-3. So I think the guys that haven't been playing, that are getting in the lineup, they'll get that rust off pretty quickly.
Almost at the midway point of the season, and Phantoms almost on a pace for 100 points. I think there's a lot to like about what you've seen so far in the first half. Do you like where your team is at right now?
I like the fact that we're starting to get healthy. You know, we still, you know, Knight is going to be out for a bit, and Vorobiev is, you know, he's still got some time before he's going to even hit the ice for us. But we've just been so decimated with injuries, and the fact that what I like is that we've been able to persevere through that. You know, we had a strong December. You know, obviously we played two of the top teams here in January in the league, and you know we should have had a win. I thought on Friday with the 3-minute one goal lead, and then you know it's a 2-1 game until they get the empty netter. So, you know, we're not that far off, but there's definitely areas that we can get better in. And to say I'm happy where we are as far as wins and points. But I think there's another level of play within our team.
Some really good insights from head coach Scott Gordon. And also, by the way, let's hear it for the Moorestown, New Jersey native T.J. Brennan, his 400th career point in the AHL, just the 10th ever defenseman to reach that milestone. Then his 600th pro game, and now named to his fifth consecutive AHL All-Star game. He's just 27 goals away from the all-time record for most goals by a defenseman in the American Hockey League. That record is 166 by John Slaney, by the way, one of the early greats of the Philadelphia Phantoms. Brennan will not get to that record this season, but next year it's certainly possible, especially if he's within 20 or less by the end of this year. That's going to be a fun countdown to watch. And also fun for TJ will be an upcoming trip to Utica, New York for the All-Star Game.
TJ Brennan is named to his fifth straight All-Star Game. What, I mean, you're laughing when I say that. It's a heck of a lot, isn't it? Wow, what do you think about this?
You're making me blush here. You know, it's always an honor to be recognized by the league for something personal. But you know, I truly believe in the old cliche lessons. You know, I feel very fortunate to be where I'm at and to be on a team that, you know, I believe in so much, and within an organization that I believe in and really care about so much. So like I said, it's a huge honor, and I take that very seriously and very personally, and I appreciate it so much, but I just look at it as an opportunity to have fun and see what the league has to showcase, and see some guys around the league and some young skill to go and have an opportunity to have some fun. So we'll see what it brings. I've been lucky enough to have those opportunities, and hopefully more to come.
Last week, turning the corner around on the D and scoring a really nice goal, I thought, against Charlotte, and that's your 400th career point. I'm sure you remember some of your very first points as if they didn't happen terribly long ago. What do you think when you hear 400 points, when you hear numbers like that tossed around in your 600th game coming up too?
Yeah. You know, when I hear that number and I kind of stop and thinking about it, I'm like, wow, that's, you know, not something I was set out to do, or, you know, I have personal goals and stuff like that, but you try and not focus on the reward and just the process. So to hear something like that and for people to kind of recognize that and tell me, it feels so nice and special, but, you know, it just kind of makes me hungry to keep working and, you know, realize how lucky I am to be doing what I do and be playing a sport, you know, for a living, and to be able to be surrounded by people that I love. So, you know, it's something that I take it with a grain of salt and try not to focus too much on it. But at the same time, you know, it's been a journey, and, you know, it's been 9 years, and that's really hard to believe. And I don't want to sound like an old man at all, because I don't feel that way. But, you know, you look back and you realize that you've been through different experiences, some ups and downs, and you realize that. And, you know, it makes me appreciate where I'm at and, you know, wonder what's happening forward, and just try and appreciate all the good times that hopefully are ahead.
That was a nice ovation as well in the third period when they made the announcement on the video board. They had the close-up of you. I don't think you knew exactly what to do. You weren't expecting that.
Yeah, it was just different. You know, it's funny. You know, everyone here, I feel you sit here and you're trying to work hard, and everyone wants to be the best. And that's, you know, it's ultra competitive, with especially by nature, by what we do. And, you know, kind of having those moments to yourself or being recognized, you know, you're almost deer in the headlights. You're not sure. And, you know, it's just a lot of gratitude comes to mind. So I've been taught that since I was little, and that's what my parents always raised us as, to be humbled and be grateful, and you know, recognize the moment but also be grateful. So you know, it's just been such a wonderful time within the organization, and obviously here in Lehigh Valley. So you know, to be recognized for something like that, just, it's nothing I expect, and it just feels like you know, it makes me feel at home, and it makes me feel really special. So it's credit to everyone around, and how much love there is to go around Lehigh Valley.
Well, congratulations to you, TJ, multiple times. 400 points, 600 games, fifth All-Star game. We got a lot of milestones here. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Kudos to TJ Brennan on all those milestones at the same time. The Phantoms, they're at home this weekend against Springfield and Hershey back-to-back, first home games of 2018. The last place Springfield Thunderbirds are quite dangerous and recently had points in 5 out of 6. The sixth place Hershey Bears, they're figuring it out quickly. They're making their move up the standings, and they're on a 4-game point streak at 3-0-1. Hershey is motivated to take on a team holding down one of the spots they want. Big games, and that's a home-and-home against Hershey on Saturday, and then Sunday is the return trip to Chocolatown. down. Plus the outdoor game at Hershey next week on January 20th as well. That's three games against Hershey in a nine-day stretch. And if you look at those as proverbial four-point games within the division, then that's a potential 12-point stretch in these showdowns. Phantoms are at 21-11-5 in third place in the Atlantic. Lehigh Valley was holding down second, but the Phantoms having dropped three in a row, while the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins have shaken out of their slump and have won five straight. So the Penguins are back to second and are knocking on the door for first, currently held by the Providence Bruins. Friday night's broadcast on Flyers Radio 24-7 for the Phantoms against the Springfield Thunderbirds. And by the way, I'm also pleased to announce we are broadcasting the Flyers alumni game against the Hershey alumni on Friday, January 19th at Hershey Park Stadium in the great outdoors and hopefully not too cold. Joined by Bill Meltzer on the call. And you can listen to that game on Flyers Radio 24-7. Also, in addition to the second ever Phantoms outdoor game in franchise history on Saturday, January 20th at Hershey. Remember the first Phantoms outdoor game? I know that many of you do, and many of you were there. 45,653 at Citizens Bank Park for a game in the American Hockey League, for Pete's sakes, on January 6th, 2012, 6 years ago, when the Phantoms rallied late and won in overtime against Braden Holtby and the Hershey Bears. What a special night that was. I was in the Phillies broadcast booth on the call for that game, and it's a moment I'll never forget, and I'm looking forward to my second ever outdoor game in a couple weeks in Hershey. But coming up first, we have the Phantoms against the Springfield Thunderbirds Friday night from PPL Center. Thanks for listening to our Phantoms report on Flyers Radio 24-7. I'm Bob Rotruck, and until next time, go Phantoms!
This is number 43, TJ Brennan. Listen to all the Phantoms games with Bob Rotruck.